the vote is done, that place transforms into Vajrasana. It is not now the devotees of the household devotees, they remain for their own household affairs. It has been changed. Wherever devotees go, the atmosphere will be changed. So that is. How it can be changed? They also eat, we also eat. They also speak, we also speak. They also engage their sense organs in different worldly things of the world. Our Vaishnavas also do this. But a bona fide sadhu, bona fide Vaishnava, because he has taken shelter of a Shuddha Bhakta, if sincerely he has taken shelter, according to his order, he has to move, whether he is a household devotee or ascetic devotee. You have taken the shelter of a Shuddha Bhakta Sadhu, you should at least try to act according to their order. Otherwise, it is useless taking shelter. Our original Guru, Veda Vyasa, through the spiritual channel, every day we are remembering. And Veda Vyasa, what he has taught, when we accepted the perceptual channel, that instructions is coming down into that channel. You should act accordingly. The best Buddha has said, Srinvata Sraddhya Nittam Jinatastha Shatishtitam Nabhidit Gura Kalila Bhagavad Vishati Hridi. We should hear about Krishna. His name, form, attributes, pastimes, his personal associates, we should hear about Krishna. And after hearing, we should carefully speak, recite what we have heard. Repeat it. Then we can get Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord will enter into our heart. We can catch hold of it in our heart. Srinvata Sraddhya Nittam Ginatastha Shateshtitam Nadidur Karna Bhagavan Vishati Hridi. Supreme Lord will enter into our heart. That means we can attain God. But two conditions are to be fulfilled. One condition is Sraddhaya. Sraddha means firm faith. What is the definition of Sraddha? Sraddha shabde vishras kwe sudhira nishchaya. Krishna bhakti kaila sarva karma kritahaya. Far faith by serving Krishna, we serve all. It is actual Sraddha. Outwardly we show Sraddha. That is Logiki, Tattiki. As we find in the society, they show respect outwardly, not inwardly. But here it is said, not that, ontologically, actual Sraddha. We go to the temple, we bow down. we see the sadhu, we make obeisance. But those who are devotees, they are also doing this. And they are doing as an etiquette. It is society, sadhu has come, I should do. But we don't know how to do. Only obeisances are allowed, sastanga or panchanga, by making prostrate obeisances, touching the 4-8 limbs of the body to the arm, the heart. And panchanga, by doing, bowing down with the touching of the 5 limbs of the body, heart. In the scriptures, but ordinary people, sometimes they do like this, sometimes they do like this, sometimes they do like this, but not according to the scriptural injury. They have forgotten. Because of the rule of others in India, they have forgotten. But those who know, they again try to introduce that. If you to make obeisance to Supreme Lord Vishnu, where Vishnu is the Ram, Krishna, Vishnadev, you have to bow down, keeping left. If Lakshmi Devi is alone, you have to make obeisance, keeping right. And to Vaishnava and Guru, front. This is the rule. Gaudiya Math, they want to stick to scriptural prescript. For that reason, they want to do according to the scriptural injunction as far as practical. We have to do this. Now, Shraddha, it is not social etiquette. We are doing and worship Supreme Lord. That Shraddha means firm faith. By worshipping Krishna, you worship all. Firm faith. I have worshipped Krishna, so I have not done all my duties. I have got my wife, children, etc. I have got my other demigods. So also, I should worship them also. We are getting benefits from them. But at the root, Supreme Lord is there. When you serve Supreme Lord, if Supreme Lord is satisfied, all will serve. This is called firm faith. When you have got the firm faith, you cannot do anything else except serving Krishna. Wherever it may be. Your life is booked for the worship of Supreme. Booked. And they have taken shelter to Gurudev. Gurudev is staying. What Gurudev will think? By taking shelter to me, and I have given this order, and he is not acting according to the order. Gurudev is everywhere. Sun and sun, rays, light is everywhere. Without light, can you think about sun? Sun without light, sun has got no existence. We can see sun through the light, his grace. Like that, we can see God through his grace, Guru. Grace incarnate. Always we have to remember this, we forget. Every time we say, repeatedly. Why? Every time we forget. Forget rules. So there should be hammering. Samiji, all, every day why we speak it, same thing. I am not speaking same thing for others. I am speaking same thing for me. I myself forget. Gurudev is such, his grace incarnate form, his absolute counterpart. As I have taken shelter to him, I have to think like this. And grace incarnate form. Pray grace, to remember that. Every time, if you remember, what you lose? Your remembrance will be retained. For that reason, nothing they do uselessly. There is some cause of it, some reason of it. For that, firm faith. Not faith only, firm faith. You pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree is nourished. We have already made a hearing. And if you give food to the stomach, all body is nourished. It's like that. If you serve Krishna, then all will be actually served. You can pay back your debts to your parents, to your other living beings of this world, to human beings, to demigods, everything is within Supreme Lord. So, you have to hear about Krishna and speak about Krishna with firm faith. Sometimes you do, sometimes not do. Nityam. You have come here and we are moving from London and all these places, hectic to Holland, etc. and other places. And now you should take rest for your service. Tunga Vidya has made arrangement, you should take rest for 5 days. Without doing any harinam, haripatha, you can sleep and eat. So, then you will not get. Nityam. Another condition, nityam. Nityam means every day, always. When, after hearing Bhagavat, Chatushtaki Bhagavat, Veda Vyasman has written Bhagavat, and he spoke Bhagavat to whom? Shukadeva. Where? In Badrinarayan. How many persons were hearing? One. No, many persons is not necessary. Vyasdev was speaking about Krishna for his satisfaction. He had heard from Narada Goswami Chatushtaki Bhagavat and meditated, and all the pastimes of Krishna manifested in his heart, and he wrote 18th Skanda Bhagavat, 12th Skanda Bhagavat. In chapter in that. 12th Skanda Bhagavat. After writing that, he has got eternal bliss. And he was speaking, and our Shukadeva Goswami was hearing. Only one. By hearing, his mind changed, gave up, thinking about formless Brahma, impersonal Brahma, and attracted by Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem like ocean, and Brahmananda is nothing. One person, man, but with rapt attention. And our revered father or Gurudev, when he is ordering me to hear, I should hear with rapid attention. Then I should be blessed. I shall get the blessing of my day. Then my life will be successful. And also in Sukartal, there are so many. Parikshit Maharaj wanted to hear, but so many munis are there. 100,000, more than that, munis and kings there, they gathered there. Still now, there is lonely place, but pinned of silence. No sound. Even if you go there now, by the side of the Ganges, it is even calm and serene. Even now, I had been in that place with Guru Maharaj several times. When we are going to north into Muzaffarnagar. From Muzaffarnagar, about 20 kilometers from there. Whenever we had been to Muzaffarnagar, made a program to go to Sugarpur. But less than that, about 60,000 Saundhukade Rishi, they are third sitting on Naimisharana. It is also calm and serene. They are performing oblation. Doing oblation, we shall get the ultimate goal. When Sudha Goswami said his holy prophets, they gave up oblation and started hearing ourselves. Last sitting. No sitting was held in the hubbub of the town, of the people. No. No record there in the scripture. Pinned of silence, 60,000 rishis. Have you got any place yet, Mr. Forgive me. 60,000 rishis, Saundhukade Rishi, Saundhuk, etc. They sat there and Sudha Goswami was speaking and they were hearing, giving up oblation and other forms of sadhana, spiritual practice, and they got the ultimate. Third sitting, we have got third sitting Bhagavad. After that, no record was found. Generally, if we do it some place in this world, we go to do old discourses of Srimad Bhagavad. But if we do not concentrate, the listeners are concentrating and speaker as well continue. Only you keep the form, routine work, somehow. Give more importance to eating and sleeping. This somehow we do. They did not do this like this. Parikshit Maharaj did not take food, did not take water, did not take rest. We speak about this, we do not think about this. We give more importance to all these things. Because their level, or our level, is golf of divides. You think that. Well, you can think that we should have the humbleness. How we are perfect, we are perfect. Rapt attention. Apart from his bhajan, Sudev Goswami is giving the knowledge, transcendental divine knowledge, through sound. And Parikshit Maharaj was hearing to get that knowledge, transcendental spiritual knowledge, divine, through ear. He was giving through the mouth and he was taking only way to get that knowledge. Padakkhoja Bhustu Sravanaika Vadda, our Param Guru Padma used to say that. Only through hearing can get it. No other sense organ is capable of getting. Only hearing. But hearing not from enslaved jivas of this world, as professional speakers, no. All lifetime uselessly spoiled. Because they are holding discourses for their own purpose, own material purpose, worldly purpose. The purpose is something else than service of Krishna. Everything will be material. It is not spiritual devotional practice. We also saw like this in our house. At that time, we couldn't understand. They are inviting, they are demanding Bhagavad Pat. Oh, hey, it is very good, Bhagavad Pat. This person can, I should have to give you 500 rupees. Very good, and they invited, and that person came, and Bhagavad Pat, yeah, they are hearing, I have completed a religious rite for life is certain. But they don't know, these people don't know. They want to sit here, and when they heard it with sweet words, some sweet word. Ah, this is very good, very good. Give him 500. And he asked me for getting 500. We have seen it in our own house, in their house also. Where those Kirtaniya, if green Kirtaniya, they will perform Kirtaniya. Harinam Mahamantra they will do. One doctor was there, just in front of our Calcutta Mart. You have seen the Calcutta Mart. Calcutta Mart, just opposite, there was one doctor. And I used to go there, please come and participate and hear Harikatha, our Gurudev is here. Yes, I have got no time, I am doctor. I have got so many duties. But you have come, you take some donations. The adjacent, but never came to our mosque. Outer behavior is good. Outer behavior is good. And also speaking mildly, everything. But I have got no taste to hear Holy Kata. To go to Gurudev, no. And he started his building earlier to us. After the first floor, everything stopped. And we walked up to third floor. What is the matter? You started before? Are you held up? See, you have got your own engineer, Bharati Maharaj, your own sadhu engineer. But I engaged one outside person by giving some money. I don't want to take so much tension. Very big get tension. So please. And I got, say, 2,000 bags of cement. More than that. A control rate. I gave that SSC cement, good cement. That person contractor. I gave cement. And that person, after some time, told me, give some money. Why? Now I have engaged you, giving you money. You have to construct this temple, this house up to third floor. I shall do it. You have to give money. Where is my cement? You are not to think of it. Why? There is another sort of cement. With the art of the Ganges, they mixed up with the cement. If by that cement this building is built, then it will collapse. Where is my cement? He sold that with double, getting double money. And he said they give money. Then litigation is going on. What can be done? Now, in the Munshi Court, Judge Court, High Court, and you have engaged your own person, Sannyasi, no outside contractor. I am now repenting. What can be done? And there was a case in the Judge Court. Once he found, he decorated the first floor, the roof, make one canopy and decorated this one, and brought some Kirtan parties, about 5-6 Kirtan parties. They will do Mahamantra, with the Mahamantra. And with mic, and we are adjusted to them. We could not sleep. What is this? This person has become better devotee than us. Better. We could not sleep. Mahamantra. Then I went to him. What is the matter? You are performing so Mahamantra. And we could not sleep. We become a devotee. We requested you to come to that mart. He couldn't have. Oh, I have engaged this. By doing Sankirtan, then I shall conquer. I shall be victorious in my litigation. For that reason, I started this. It is not Sankirtan. It is not for Krishna satisfaction. To win the case, he then engaged. He won the case. And after that, he constructed the unit. But that is not the fruit. That is a kind of offense. By doing Harinam, you want some mundane benefits. All wonderful, they do like this. Not for Krishna's sake. We have to do serve Krishna for Krishna's sake. Who will engage us in this? From through perceptual channel, that knowledge is descending, and to that perceptual, if you can submit, then they can also infuse that thought in us, and we can serve Krishna. In every, those who are yogi, karmi, jnani, they have got their perceptual channel. You find in India, there are many forms of austerities, penance. I have seen one of yogi in our school life. Now we are not seeing. He came, and I shall make a fire, I shall walk on the fire barefoot. I shall make you walk on the fire barefoot, you will not be burned. Then all the students, one big tree fell down due to cyclone there. And that big tree, the in charge of the hostel, thought in this big tree, if I can get, that will be fuel for 2 months. I shall be benefited. But all the students, they go there, and they're pulling there. Then that person can, why? Now we should make fire here. No. No, young people, they do not think. They do not care for it. They are very much restless. I was also with them. It is not good, but what can be done? They are in majority. Let them. They make a big hole in the football ground. But we shall make it all right. After that, after seeing the yogi, we shall bring the yogi and we shall burn the yogi in the fire. Hmm. He said, we will walk on it. Then we somehow pulled that with rope, etc. And all the hundreds of students, they put that tree on the hole. They excavated a big area of the field, and the musters came, all this together. We shall make it all right. And we also play here. It is our duty. You also see, you will come. The yogis will come. The big fire, we have to do, we cannot even stay 3 feet or 4 feet apart. We have to stay 20 feet, 25 feet. Yet that, flames are coming. Oh. Yogi is not coming. Oh, we have lost everything. He has become afraid. Afterwards, the yogi came. Come on. We are going, we have got no feeling of it. Going, you come. Just by the side of the fire, red fire, we are standing, no feeling of it. And walk there. We thought it is also everybody can do. We can concentrate. Then he said, you come down by seeing the red color. You are afraid. Nobody wants to come down here. Why you are afraid? I am doing this. There will be no harm to you. I am giving you assurance. Nobody, not one student, had the courage to come. No. All has got. Everybody wants to live in this world. Nobody wants to die. By this living body, in after death, he may burn my body. Not now. He's yogi, might have the power to tolerate these velvet yogis. Nobody went there. Then, the yogi will be disappointed and left deathness. Immediately, we will hate and run. What is this? Personally, I saw that personally. It is not a fictitious story. Yogis, they have got acquired this sort of yogic attainment in India. There was so many. You will find the snake charmer, they have got their own preceptual charm. They can charm the snake by uttering wrong words. Kaliyadaman, long verses. But if a pandit utter rightly, say, you have not uttered the verses accordingly. I should have rightly. You have committed mistake. By uttering the Kaliyadaman Lila verses, and if that person Brahmin catch hold of this snake, they will bite or die. What is the reason? Because he has submission to this preceptual channel, that is, there is one preceptual channel, one established or well got that knowledge, established person, a realized person in their school, and they are submitting to him. And for that reason, that force has come to them, strength has come to them. For that reason, here, if we hear Supreme Lord's name, form, attributes, etc., with firm faith and also always, we should not be indifferent to this. Whether there are many persons or less persons or no person, you can utter your own group. Our Krishna Babaji Maharaj was doing for hours together, he did not regard any listener, he was the chaplain, hours together, performing, stop, hymns, sometimes, renam, sometimes, like that. He did not regard. So, we should be very particular about this. You see, one topic I used to say in different places, but forget this. For that reason, remember that we should hear about it repeatedly. Here Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj in Ekadash Kanda. Govinda Bhujagupthayam Dharavattam Kurudvaha Abhashid Nara Vishna Krishna Upasana Lalas. Here Sukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Narada Goswami, with the longing, intense desire to worship Krishna, stayed at Dharaka Dham, protected by the arms of Krishna. There is no different from Krishna, transcendental realm, Dharaka. Always with the longing, with the desire, intense desire to worship Krishna. With the greediness, what is lalasa? Lalasa means greediness. Greediness is not good. With the strong greediness, lalasa, passion, to hear, to worship Krishna. Narada Goswami was staying in Dwarka. But in Gita it is said, if there is lalasa for worldly things, it will take us to Nirvana. When Arjuna said to Krishna, already you have said, Atma is Shuddha. It is holy, holiest and Shuddha. It is no birth, no death. It cannot be contaminated. Shuddha. Then why? All the animated beings, living beings, all the human beings in this world, including myself, I've got no desire to commit sin. But yet, I have been forced by compulsion to do this. What is the reason of this? Put such question. I have got no desire, no willingness to commit sin. But what power is there which made me do criminal offenses? In spite of that, some crimes here. I have got this aptitude, and practically I do. Krishna replied, you see, kamesha kradesha rajaguna samadha. Kamesha kradesha rajaguna samudha bhava. Vāsana māpana pittaya vaira. Kāmesa kṛdhaiṣa. You are an enslaved jīva. You are speaking about an enslaved jīva. Being enveloped by the external potency. Their external potency has got three primal qualities. Sattva, rajata, mana. These are the qualities of my internal potency. External potency. By which living beings are born and they are sustained for some time. And living beings, they are destroyed. They are born and they die. Rajagun is there, which beings are created. It is because of the strong desire to enjoy sensuous. You are under the grip of Rajagun. Calm lust. Desire for sensuous enjoyment is instigated or is that has been even the manifest of the not good. It has been there which created this sort of lust, this sort of desire for getting worldly, earthly enjoyments. That is the cause of sin. Rajagun. Even under the grip of Rajagun, those who have got lust, who have got desire in their heart to get sensuous enjoyment, sex enjoyment, all kinds of sensual enjoyment. They commit sin, crimes to fulfill their desire. This Rajagun in external potency is the cause of these desires. That become lost. That extreme desire for an enjoyment will devour everything. Mahasam. Can devour all good qualities will be devoured by them. And this is the grace, all great sins are committed by this. They are the greatest foe. Mahasana Mahabra Vidyanu Vairina. This Kaam Krodh Loh Tividan Narakasya Idan Dharam Nashanatma Kaam Krodh Lohvatatar Tarmatatrayam Tajit. In these three, Kaam, Kaam means literally, we say Kaam Atmendra Pratibandha Tarivuli Kaam. Any activity which tends to the satisfaction of a gross and subtle sense of Kaam. That is the actual Kaam. And general people say, lust means for sex enjoyment. All kinds of enjoyment can come. If there be any obstacle to that, then that Kaam accepting tamoguna, the tremendous, furious anger can come. And by that, there will be destruction. Growth, when anger comes, when there is obstacle to my desire, immediately anger will come. Some may suppress for some time, but it will be burst. And the Bhakti Muttaka say, by accepting tamoguna, it transformed into furious anger. And by that, even both may be destroyed. All these things are kama kuradaka lova, the etukta and the jet. Tibido naraka shredam is the kama, krodh, anger, and low greediness of getting wealth out of these things. At the cause of our going to inferno or ruin, destruction is the cause of destruction. It is the doorway to destruction. These three are the doorway to destruction. So all sober persons, those who want eternal welfare, they will control this. Otherwise, they will go in form. Yeah. It is said there by Krishna himself. Vividam narakasya dharam nashana atmana. Three are the cause of going to hell and cause of our destruction. Dasma jatran tajit, you have to give up with three. There should not be any desire for sensual worry and enjoyment. If that enjoyment has come, then you are under the grip of Rajagun. Rajagun is doing this. By the fruits you can understand. You have the good bhakta, he cannot have such. He will have the longing for, like Narada Goswami, intense desire for worship also. Longing is not bad. But longing for earthly enjoyments, what enjoyment is that? What for we are doing? Narada Goswami has got the longing. Lalasa. The same word is used. He stayed in Dwarka Dham, always for worshipping Krishna, with the longing for worshipping Krishna, the intense desire to worship Krishna. And there also, you have heard Vishnu Chakravarti in his commentary say, as Dakka Prajavati cursed Narada Goswami, he will not be able to stay in one place. How now the curse of Dakka Prajavati, it is not effective. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, He is always staying. But we have already heard about this. Dakku Prajapati, cursed Narada. He will not be able to stay in one place for more than a moment. He will have to move, always move. And now it is just the opposite. How to get assimilation is. Then, commentator Vishnu Chakravarti has said, the history, you know the history. Well, Dakku Prajapati was ordered by his father Brahma. There is the order of Supreme Lord to create beings. Now, it is first when beings, living beings are created by Brahma. At that time, Brahma ordered Dakku Prajapati, you should create. At that time, as per order of his father, Dakku Prajapati created 10,000 sons. You may think, it's a large number. At that time, 10,000 sons in India, where they will be? 10,000 sons in Calcutta, nobody would be able to understand where it is scattered. In Bengal, in India, 10,000, nothing. Now, 100 crores. Yet they cannot fill the whole area of India. 10,000 in the world, nothing. Where do you distribute? Then Dakku Prajapati ordered the 10,000 sons, you should go to the forest to perform penance. Without Supreme Lord's will, we cannot fulfill his desire. So you perform worship there, you perform penance, and pray for the grace of Hari, Supreme Lord, then we can increase the creation. Otherwise it is not possible. Then as when they are in young age, in the forest, and all the forest, there are no such ferocious animals so much. There are many areas, there are no ferocious animals. And there some dense forest, there are ferocious animals. There are many trees and many fruits. Automatically, they are growing at that time. They got a good place there in the forest and they are performing penance. Narada Goswami came to know the 10,000 sons of Dakku Prajapati. They have gone to such and such place in Prasapa. Let me go there. Narada Goswami is omniscient and he can go everywhere. Where the particular place? By seeing Narada Goswami, a great saint, they made obeisances. Then Narada Goswami, knowing fully well, where from you come? Where are you? Our father is Dakku Prajapati. He has ordered us to come to this forest to perform penance, to pray to Sri Hari, Supreme God, so that we can beget children, creation should be increased. At the order of our grandfather Brahma. By creation, what benefit they get? What do you mean by creation? We do not know. The order of the father. You should know. You are a human being. Sit down. Hear me. Sit down, hear me. such a great sin. You should hear me. By creation means all these jivas, these human beings you are going to create. They will be born in mother's womb. When the mother's womb baby remains there, baby remains there. At that time, worms, they bite the baby. Tremendous suffering, so soft body. And with stooping head and with the limb, with the hips up, the baby is to remain within the womb. So much suffering. That at every moment they become unconscious. What benefit? You want to create, to give them this sort of suffering. Mother's womb, they cannot redress it. One start biting, they cannot do anything. After that, somehow, if they are living, when they will be born, there are threefold afflictions. Adhatma, Adhivodhya, Devik, all these afflictions. At the time of death, tremendous suffering. Nobody wants to die. At the time of death, you remain near the person who is dying. What sort of miseries, what sort of applications, applications suffering is there. So, I shall take class. You should think, you are a human being, a rational being. Yeah, he will be, he have got the power, this will be the power. I have come. When I have come here, I shall show you the road, right path. I shall take class thrice. Morning, afternoon, night. There is nobody there, no father, no other, nobody to ask. And this morning, this train has come. All right. Morning class, evening class, night class. And bhakti will travel also. Identical with Narad, he is also taking this class. Vas, if you hear it, bhakti will travel rightly. If you remember this, then also we can get that knowledge. Identical with Narad Krishna, he is a Christian. দুর্লভ মানব জন্ম লোভিয়া সংসারে কৃষ্ণ ভজিল দুঃখ করিব কাহারে। দিস হিউম্যান বার্থ ইজ নট সো ইজি, ইউ আর সিং সো মেনি অ্যাকোয়াটিক অ্যানিমালস, ডিস ইয়ার ইয়ার ইজ উইথ অল দিস ট্রিস ইনসেক্টস অ্যান্ড দেয়ার আদার অ্যানিমালস ইয়ার টু পাস থ্রু অল দিস বার্থস। আফটার 80 লাখ বার্থ ইউ হ্যাভ গট দিস হিউম্যান বার্থ. Not for doing this, for getting material benefits, for eating, sleeping, depending and waiting, all these things, for getting sensuous enjoyment. No. Any moment we lose this chance, we have to get deliverance from the clutches of Maya. In the first point, if you do not get eternal benefit, how can you do the benefit to others? First get it. Then he can give it to other living beings of this world. But in this human birth you can get it. And if you make late, then this chance you may miss. Up till now, Umarachar Prakta Dharma Bhagavatam, this worship of the From the childhood, Mr. Chan. Now you have grown up. Until now you have not done, you should have some sort of regret in your heart. Disappointment. To whom I am to speak? My mental agony. Up till now I have not found. সংসার সংসার করি মিচে গেল গা, লাভ না হইল কিছু ঘটিল জানা। We are giving our own energy for these non-eternal things of this world. Sangsar. Sangsar. It is like a magic lantern. So many persons we have got this world. In my boyhood, so many friends. In my young, in so many friends. In colleges, in other places. After that, when in our family, and after that when I joined the institution, so many Sundas Institute of Muslims. But our Gurudev disappeared, not to speak of others. And other God brothers were blessing us. And we have the opportunity to see them, to hear them. No worries. Any moment we may also die. সংসার সংসার করি বেঁচে গেল কাল, লাভ না হইলে কিছু ঘটিল জানা। বিং ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ ওনলি ইউ আর ডুইং রাবিশ থিংস, জঞ্জাল মিন গার্বেজ। আফটার রাবিশ থিংস উই ওয়ার ইউ পুট ইট ইন দি গার্বেজ, হোয়াট এভার ইউ বিং ইজ লাইক গার্বেজ। লাভ না হইল কিছু ঘটিল জঞ্জাল, কিশোর সংসার এই ছায়াবাজি প্রায়, ইহাতে মমতা করি দিস সংসার। ইউ আর নট সি হোয়াট ইজ ওয়ান্ডারফুল, মোস্ট ওয়ান্ডারফুল স্বামী মারে, মোস্ট ওয়ান্ডারফুল। অল দি লিভিং থিংস আর আলটিমেটলি গোয়িং টু দি ডেথ। Those who remain, we think, oh, we shall remain here eternally. Wonderful. He must be Jyotapara. Those who are younger in age, those who are weaker age, those who are elder than us, they are all going to death, going to the cremation ground. But we think we shall remain here. They construct building, etc. We shall have to remain here also. Is most wonderful. This world, yeah, with waves, waves of suffering. Now here, with this suffering, this is tossing, these waves are tossing us. The tossing will, in this world, will continue. If you take shelter to the Supreme Lord, He can rescue you. By remaining here, you cannot avoid tossing. All these anxieties will come. Nobody can check it. Even by going to the samudra, if ocean, you are thrown in the ocean waves will stop. You will do like this. Markandeya Rishi, when he wanted to see, I want to see Maya, Badrinayan. He asked, what you want? I want to see you, Maya. You see Maya? Then he was meditating. Near his cottage. All of a sudden, every area was clouded. Then after that black cloud, after the storm, and the rain falls, so heavy rain falls, and the whole planet, the whole world was flooded. He was thrown into the ocean. And there are so many animals, shark, crocodiles, whales. But he has got the boon that he will live for Saptakalpakal, 7 days of Brahma. Can mentally calculate. He cannot be killed. All these animals, back. Thrown in there. Back. Oh, I have done a wrong thing by getting this boon. And he says, it's better to die, better to die. Oh Lord, oh, I'm better to die. Then another animal, back. He was dying. for thousands of years. After that, he saw one small boy, small child on a leaf, is lying, very attractive, very attractive. That child is attracted somehow. He went there. I will not say the whole story. Went there, saw the child. And when he went to near the child is inhaling and exhaling. When he inhales, then he entered into the child's body. By entering it, he saw this world. So many persons are here, so many animals and human beings there. All these things he saw. And he was with them for thousands of years. And thousands of years. And after that, again, exhale. Then again, fell down on the ocean. Then again. What is this? He was disappointed. What to do? Then, as per Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, came to Navadvipdham, Markand, and came to the Gaudrundi, Nabi, Shurabhi Gavi, suckling, I am very hungry. Oh, mother, say, then, how can I get relief from this? You uttered the name of Gauranga. Yes. Uttered the name. Gauranga Mahapur is coming here. So I have come here in the Prajindra. At the time Gauranga Mahapur will come, then you should. After that, I should remain here. You should have Maya. But then all these afflictions will be there. But there, at that time, when he again came to his own cottage, when cottage, he was sitting there meditating. What I saw this? What is this? Then I said, my Maya, do you want to see this? Whether you want to see this, then this Maya will come and will enter into the Manhattan drum. And after that, will come to the Apunta drum. What is the use of living in this world? Huh? And there is apprehension. Now in India and Pakistan, they will trust themselves. Always fear. That fear is caused by Maya of Supreme. Take absolute shelter to Him. Don't want to see Maya. Here it is said that Ishara Samsara Chayabaji Praya Yahate Mahata Vidya. E Deha Padana Hale Kirabe Amar Keho Shukna Ide Putra Vadiva. When my dead body will perish, everything will remain here. At that time if I go to hell, nobody will come to give solace to me. E Deha Padana Kirabe Amar Keho Shukna Ide Putra Vadiva. I am working like an ass, day and night for these all non-generations. I have got actual relationship with Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is all this. And these are all apparent and false relations. Like a donkey. I am taking so much trouble for all these things. You have got relationship with Supreme Lord too. So I mean, Uttar Paribad. Ginja Mishaka de Nishanitra Vashe, Nayi Varana Nikota Adhima. In the daytime, we are moving. This thing we should see, this TV, this sort of football ground, football playing, all these things. In this world, we are engaging ourselves for nothing. Mishaka de. For all the unnecessary things of this world, we are giving our attention. And the right sleeping. You are in the sleeping at daytime doing all these things. ଭଲମନ୍ଦ ଖାଇ ହେରି ପରିଚିନ୍ତା ହିଁ ନାଇଁ ଦେହ ଛାଇ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଆଇ ସୁଡ୍ ଟେକ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ବ୍ରେକ୍ଫାଷ୍ଟ ପେସ୍ତା ନା କହିଲେ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ୱି ସୁଡ୍ ଟେକ୍ ମ୍ୟାନୁ ଦେବେ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦି ଡିନର୍ ସପର୍ ଭଲମନ୍ଦ ଖାଇବି ପରିଚିନ୍ତା ହିଁ ନା ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଡିଭୋଟେଡ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଟେକିଂ ଅଦର ଥିଙ୍ଗସ୍ ବଟ୍ ୱାର୍ଲଡ୍ଲି ପିପୁଲ୍ ଦେ ଆର୍ ଟେକିଂ ଫିସ୍ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ଫର୍ ସୋ ହୋଲ୍ ଡେ ଦେ ଆର୍ ସ୍ପେଣ୍ଡିଂ ଫର୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱିଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଥିଙ୍କ୍ ମାଇ ଏଣ୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ନିୟର୍ ଏନି ମୋମେଣ୍ଟ ଦିସ୍ ବଡି ୱିଲ୍ ପେରିଶ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଥିଙ୍କିଂ ଅବାଉଟ୍ ଏକ କଲତରେ ଚିନ୍ତ ବିରତ ଯାହାକି ଜୟ ଜଙ୍ଗର ବୁଦ୍ଧି କରିବ ଅଲୱେଜ୍ ଥିଙ୍କ ଇଭର୍ ନନ୍ ଇଟର୍ ରିଲେସନ୍ସ ଦିସ୍ ବଡି ବଡିଡ ରିଲେସନ୍ ମାଇ ଅଲ୍ ୱିଜ୍ଡମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଫିନିଶ୍ଡ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ସରାଉଣ୍ଡେଡ୍ ବାଇ ଅଲ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ୟର୍ ମାଇ ଇଜ୍ ମୋର୍ ଦେନ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡିଆ ବିକଜ୍ You are on the highway. You have to go by highway. And this is the time to give the tax. And the car and other trucks that are moving, we are seeing these pictures. But in India we see less. All these things. And they are attractive. They are attractive. And big, big buildings. All these temporary things of this world. As much we shall see, as well we shall give our attention, so much those who think will come to our mind. My whole intelligence is finished. Hai hai nahi bhavi anitesha. Jivana vigata kodhara jivana. You have to go to Hyderabad. Why? To Atar. Hai hai. What do you mean by hai hai? Alas, alas, alas. Hai hai. Hyderabad, hi, hi, now you are Nityesha. If all these relations in this world are non-eternal, never think about this. When I leave this body, all relations will remain here, and all things, all properties, everything will remain here, nothing will go with us. Only devotion to Sri Krishna. Krishna is eternal. Material self is eternal. And devotion to it. All the devotion to Supreme God. Are all else in nothing. Know that. Whatever you are doing for your body, ultimate goal, Shashaneshwar Yoga Pariyar. This body will be taken to the cremation ground. What happened there? In Saint-Tropez, our friend, cold, learned, India therein, they left us. For what purpose? The funeral. Because of this, one of their friends died. And India could not come. This world is like this. Shasara Shurva Pariyara Hibe, Bihanga Padangata Hibe. I shall die, my beloved body will be taken to the cremation ground in India. Cremation ground and be burned, and he has a burial ground to be buried. You will know, whatever you do. After 3 days.
Yes. You know, it depends. 2, 3, 4 days.
Like this. Vyangamatangata vihara kuribhi, all the birds and insects, they move around my body. This body is very, smell is very good, very good, very good. Kukkur shikara swanande mahasya kuribhi. And all the jackals, they will come. Jackals mean fox, jackals. They will come. Oh, to the big body, I shall have the opposite to make a feast of the body. They will make a feast of this body. The last consequence is this. of this body. Jedhera igoti tarunugato. Samsa bhiva bhundi. The last consequence of this body is such. And we are doing everything for this not in the body. Ate mayamo chari buddhiman nitrata krishna bhakti. Therefore, you give up this maya. Krishna is nitya. He is eternal, supreme reality. And you have a connection with him. And you have forgotten, so you have come to this earth. And you have been drowned in this ocean like Markandeya Rishi. You are tossing here in this. No. Take shelter to it. Start Krishna Bhajan. Whether what I want to say to you, whether you understood it or not, all these sons of the Kobe. What we have to do? No, we shall not enter into light. And no need of creation. They became, oh, Urdhureta. They did not enter into house of light. They became all sannyasi. Dakku Prajapati was disciple to one in this sadhu. I sent them and they made them all ascetic. But could not curse because Narada Goswami, personal associate of Krishna, they caused them to be a great, now I have got this sort of danger of leaving my sons. I may have more danger when it comes. Everything will be destroyed. So out of fear, he did not say he tolerated it. By seeing, by hearing the name of Narada. Again he created Madhu. And after that, to see whether Narada Goswami again, whether again come or do all these things. And taught them when they became young. Nobody, no saint even who come to you could not create. You should not worship for inquisition. Don't hear. Whatever I order you, you have to do accordingly. If any saints come, say it like this. Make obeisance, but don't hear his word. Don't ignore it. My order, my father, I'm Bharata. They went there. And Narada Goswami came to that. Now they again came there. He is moving and he came there. What for? Come. We have come, our father. He said to you, please. What benefit will there? Benefit, I do not know. Then, I have come. You should know this. No, father. Revered father, whatever he said, we should do like this. He has ordered me. No, if any saint comes, you should not do. You are a rational being. Your father, how we can pay the debts of your father? Father has brought you up. You have some debts. You should know that. Without serving Supreme Lord, you cannot do this. For that reason, if you enter into this house of life, then your energy will be spent. An actual service of your actual eternal welfare of your father will, you cannot do. You cannot pay the good debts by giving some, by creating some sons and some children. Only by serving, I take you class. I do the actual order of father, that is not the father's actual service. What? See the great sannyasi. Ultimately they also, all these, repeatedly if they hear, then repeatedly always hear, only hear, there is nobody to divert their mission. Then they become also as then, Jakob was there. I cast Narada Goswami. He will not be able to remain in one place. Because if the sadhus remain for in a place for a long time, then they will be they will always be and these household relations are not good. It is not good. It is bad. It is bad. They will make your mind crazy. Then the all bhajan you should worship it. For that reason, it is better for them to come for 2-3 days, not more than that. 2-3 days, and other days you have to spend for with the worldly people. Then you can even take your worldly life and also do some bhajan. And if you always contact with the bhakta, then mind will be changed, creation will be stopped. But that is, you cannot remain in one place. Now the Goswami, all right, I shall move to whole world and sing the glories of Supreme Mercy and chant His holy name. And He is moving and passing. I shall rescue the whole world. But Dharakapuri stands at the end. There, the curse of Dakapuri cannot enter. Dakapuri belongs to this country, to this material world. For that reason, his curse may be valid in material world, may have influence, not beyond that. As far as extradition already here, if any person commits any crime here in Slovenia and cross the border and goes to Italy, then the Slovenia government cannot do anything. He can submit his prayer to the Italian government. This person is bad. We want to try him. Please send extradition so that we can try. The Italian government, no, I shall not. After doing here, see, the crossing the border, across the laws of this Slovenia will have no effect, not be effective there in other countries. Their laws and their government administration is different here, you see. Like if you cross this world and go to the transcendental realm, all these rules and regulations of the world will not be effective there. Narada Goswami, he was remaining, but still now, remaining there. Always to worship Krishna. Longing and his extreme desire is not bad. But desire for worldly things is bad. Desire for worship of Krishna, desire for service of Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, and then Guru Varga, or Gurudev, all 24 hours busy for the service of Krishna and his devotees. And no other target is there. Then there is no difficulty. Always you have to remain in transcendental realm. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, I will not remain in Calcutta, Kolkata. This Kolkata, this is this place of Koli. No. I have remained in Vrindavan. But actually, his body is there in Calcutta. But I am not in Calcutta. Because Radha Krishna appears there, Radha Krishna appears in transcendental realm. Chaitanya Gaudiya Bhat, Gaudiya Bhat is not a part of this world. A Supreme Love appears in this transcendental realm and personality. Source is all this Gaudiya Bhat, or whatever Bhakti Vinayasvarsha Prabhu have established, there is an appearance of them. They are not a part of this world. They may see by this way of material eyes.